Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. Southern Comfort. Hi, everybody. It's Poetic Desires again. And now, today is yet again another Wednesday after an event. Shocker. I think this might be a new thing. Where I sit down and I talk about my events the Wednesday after they end. It just kind of worked out funny that way that I did it twice in a row. But tonight, because it is in the evening, it's 8:42. On this Wednesday after my event, and I'm going to talk to you about my time at RollaCon that I just had this past Easter weekend, which is pretty awesome. I got to see some friends that I unfortunately only see at RollaCon again. I met them last year and we reconnected this year, which was great. And I got to go to some great panels on writing and the business of getting your work published. I also got to bootblack for 8 hours over 2 days, which was amazing. Really good time there. And I had a few fun play things happen to me too, which were also great. So I'll talk a little bit about everything. First off, the panels. I went to a couple of different, panels, and they were all centered on writing. I pretty much dropped into my writerly mentality for this event. The first one was named Manuscript Corsetry, which was given by Trinity. Awesome class, talking about the different things of how once you've completed the rough draft of your novel or your novella or your epic manuscript, what you need to do to tighten up that story and get it ready for publication. Fortunately or unfortunately, she pointed out a couple of things that made me cringe because I realized that I do them, and these are things that you're not supposed to do. So now that I see these mistakes that I've been making, they are glaringly obvious, so it's great because now I can go back, and when I edit my stories, they'll be that much cleaner and that much better. But oh my god, reading some of the things that I've written in the past and seeing these mistakes that were pointed out in the class, I'm just like, oh no, oh no. But yes, it's good. It's good. Next, I went to a panel that were editors and agents tell all. Just once again, talking about, you know, how to submit your work, how you want to edit it before you submit it. And I got a whole bunch of different sources of different publishers that half the class was me just listening to them talk and just trying to catch the, ooh, that's another publishing house. Need to write that down. Ooh, that's another publishing house. Right. Need to write that down. Quick tips and tricks. And that was Friday. My Saturday panels were Write Sex, which was talking specifically about, you know, writing erotica, getting it down on the page, and, you know, pushing yourself to be a better writer. And one of my favorite quotes of the whole class was, "Authors don't suffer from piracy, they suffer from anonymity," which is quite true. When it goes along the bend of, you know, any press is good press. The struggle that a lot of us will have is that there's so many writers in the world, but, you're not known. You have to break out of your little shell. And that's part of me doing this podcast is me breaking out of my shell and me putting myself out there just a little bit more. My other two panels. Okay, so one of the funny things that happened while I was at Frolicon is that the floor that I was staying on was also the floor of the junior suite, which is where a lot of the writing classes happen. So I got really lucky in that I could roll out of bed, put on something cute, and walk down the hall and not have to suffer through the elevators, because I don't know if any of y'all have been to Frolicon. You really should go. It's awesome. It's in Atlanta. It's Easter weekend every year. Totally cheap. Like, super, super, super cheap to pay for and go to. It's geeky. It's kinky. It's great. But the only thing is that you always have to struggle with the elevators, because there's only three for the entire hotel. And the stairs, oh my god, the stairs. If you take them downstairs, they take you outside. So you'd have to go down the stairs and then outside and then come back into the building. So it's a little annoying in that respect. But otherwise, you know, it's awesome. So the other panels that were conveniently on my floor that I went to were Fandom, which was talking about fan fiction as an entryway into writing professionally, and More Than 50 Shades, talking about the phenomenon of 50 Shades of Grey and how that's introduced, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people to the market of erotica and how we can capitalize on this new surge of readership. So all great. The people that were featured in the panel, Sasha Ilyich, I'm totally butchering his name right there, Shakira Sean, Trinity, Gabriel, Poetic Motion, like people that I'd met, Annabelle, people that I'd met last year that I got to see again and see how they progressed over in that year. One thing that really stuck with me and is driving me forward is the fact that Poetic Motion and Gabriel both last year did not have anything published. So within the span of a year, their lives had changed and that they got their work out there. So I'm hoping to be able to say the same for myself between this past Frolicon and next year's Frolicon. Because I want to have that breakthrough. I want to be that published author. That's what I'm working for. So those are the panels that I went to. For blacking, I bootblacked for 8 hours, 2 4-hour shifts. It was funny. The first day that I bootblacked, I had 2 2-hour shifts that were back-to-back. One of them was outside, and the other one was inside. And what I found is that for the outside stand, one, I was the only person there, so, you know, whoever walked up, they were mine. But at the same time, people just didn't walk up that often. I actually got a lot of traffic generated by one individual who sat down in my chair, and he, you know, he inquired, you know, do I have to pay for this? I'm like, no, it's... Tips are appreciated, but never expected, so I did his shoes for him, and they looked gorgeous, and he loved them so much that he went and got his friend, and his friend got another person, and, you know, I didn't get tip, but I didn't care, because I got, like, practice time, you know, I got more shoes to love, so that was great. And actually, there was one individual, a gentleman who happened to be sitting near me smoking with his friend, and he, like, I looked down at his boots, and they were haggard, and one of his female friends asked me, you want a challenge? And of course I did. I love challenges. So he sat in my chair. I cleaned off all, like, the dust and dirt, because these were his work boots, like his everyday boots. I cleaned off all the dust and the dirt. So already they were better. And then for the scuffs, I, like, used some cream polish over the scuffs, and then I used black gold to bring the black back into the leather. And by the time he stood up, he was amazed at how much better his boots looked. I felt proud of myself for that. For all the boots I did, that was the one pair that I was just like, yes, I have learned. I am so much better this year than I was last year when I was, like, super, super, super nervous, complete novice, scared to black anyone's boots. So I had my first shift outside for 2 hours, and funny enough, it was Atlanta, and then it was a nice day, so sun. I bootblacked in the sun, which made all of my polishes that, like, easier to rub in my hands because they were basically melting. Actually, I have this fun little tan line on my arms, which I was like, oh, hey, yeah, you've been out in the sun for 2 hours. Okay. And then I went inside and blacked and it was fine, but still, I found it funny. The second day of my blacking, I took the last 4 hours of the bootblacking shift there. And that was good, too. I had a lot more traffic. I got to interact more with other bootblacks, get some tips, some tricks, learn from them, which was awesome. Meet some people. Got to work on, like, many different types of leather, like, from a man's corset to shoes, to boots. I helped work. It was three of us. Three of us bootblacks were working on this one pair of distressed pants, which apparently they were legendary. They were brought in the year before, and two bootblacks that worked on them for an hour. Apparently they were burned, like they were in a fire, and these two bootblacks were able to bring them back to being, you know, recognized as leather. So this year, the gentleman came back, and three of us had fun, had lots of fun rubbing all up on his pants, cleaning his leather, and then once again bringing the leather back up to the look of its beauty with lots of black gold and lots of conditioner just to lock in the moisture. So I felt great about that pair. I ended up blacking the gentleman whose boots, his name is Owen Fat, he's Lord Jake. I blacked his boots last year, and then I blacked his boots this year. It was a nice little bookend between the two, and how much better I felt this year as opposed to last year. Also, my friends Vlad and Itonia, I got to see them, and part of me seeing them was Vlad sat in my chair and I blacked his boots. Apparently he never had his boots blacked before, so I was the first person who's ever blacked his boots, so that made me really, really happy. At the end of my shift, at the end of all the bootblack shifts, everyone was cleaning up and I had all my things settled and put away. But there was a small little ceremony that I got to witness where a bootblack who had been working received her boots from her mentor, who, you know, said a few words about her and the process that they had gone through and the mentorship, and it was pretty amazing to witness that moment. I was very happy that I witnessed that moment. So, yay, leather. Leather families are amazing. As it comes to play, I had a couple of different fun experiences at Frolicon, two in particular. It was Friday and Saturday night. So Friday during my shift inside while I was bootblacking, a gentleman came, his name is Cuddly Evil, and he had his jacket blacked. It was so big that me and another bootblack worked on it. Like, this is a long trench coat leather jacket that had mud on it, so we had to clean it and then condition it, and then the mud had been on there so long that it made speckled brown dyed dots on it, so we had to then, like, use, like, cream polish to, oh, wow, I'm getting really esoteric with it. We had to do a lot of work to make this jacket better, and we did, and by the time he stood up, it was awesome. So, in thanks, you know, he tipped us, and then he came over and he hugged her, and then he hugged me. And as he was hugging me, he started scratching my head, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I love it when people play with my hair. I love scratches. So I go into this, like, other world, and my eyes are back in my head, and I get all sway, and it's amazing. And his scratches basically pivoted into a invitation of a longer time for him to put his nails on my scalp, so we made a tentative playdate for that evening for more scratches. So the evening comes by, and I can see that he is busy with some other playdates that he had previously arranged, so I just sort of troll the dungeon, because I'm a big voyeur. I love watching people play. I love feeding off of that energy of seeing, like, the sexy kinkiness of these, like, people that I don't know, or actually it's even better when it's people I do know, because I have that that memory. But, so I'm watching all these hot scenes, and I happen to catch a gentleman and a lady, and the gentleman is caning the woman, and I realize, oh hey, that's Vlad and Itonia. I hadn't seen them yet, and I hadn't seen them since last year. So once they finish their scene, I come over and say hi, and we end up talking, and somehow or another, Cuddly Evil leaves the dungeon without me seeing. I can't find him. We don't hook up for that evening. But what I end up doing is end up spending time with Vlad and Itonia. So I meet some of their local friends, and I get body buffed, which was hilarious and awesome. So, tip for you kinky folks out there. Take the buffer that you would use to wax your car. Replace the pad with a wool pad. And you can buff a person, and it's like the best deep tissue massage you have ever felt. It was so good that it earned my booty. Okay, so little background of Frolicon. All of the badges come with a piece of
quote bunny's booty, which is like a little gold charm pin that you put on your badge and you give it away for people who earn it. I normally don't give my booty away. My body buff earned my booty. So I was spending time with Antonio and Vlad. We end up back up in their room. They offer me some wine, which I drink happily. It was my Malbec that was delicious. And Vlad had been having trouble with his knee, so I encouraged him to elevate it. And I'm sitting beside him on the floor. Like, he's sitting in a chair and elevating his leg. I'm sitting on the floor. And he decided he's going to give me scritches since I missed my scritches date with Cuddly Evil. So as he gives me scritches, once again, my eyes roll back. My head is, like, sway. And all of a sudden, we're both in this sort of symbiotic, relaxed, meditative moment that was awesome. I got scritches for, like, 20 minutes. It was great. And then after that, I went to bed. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, I'm good. On Saturday, Cuddly and I finally hooked up. Not only did he give me scritches, he did lots of sensation play. He's normally into electricity, but I'm not. So instead, he and his partner just did lots of sensations with his nails and tongs that they got from Walmart. But the best part, banjo picks. I'd never thought of this, but he put them on all of his fingers and he ran them all up and down my skin, and it was amazing. It went from sensuous to scary, back to sensuous. It just kept floating back and forth, and it was awesome. So that was great. I had other stuff planned, well, tentatively planned for that evening. Like, I was hoping to do some cigar play with Itonia and Vlad, but I actually never saw them again after I blacked Vlad's boots, which was sad. But I mean, there's so many people there, it's to be expected. I wanted to do some have some rope time with my friend Malefica, but that's okay because she's near enough to me that I will see her before next year's Frolicon to make that rope stuff happen. And the other thing that really disappointed me, but I totally understand why it didn't happen, is that I was going to have a boot scene with another boot black. However, what ended up happening is I went and I found them in the dungeon, and they were coming off of a scene. This particular bootblack is a switch, so they were bottoming. It was a really intense scene, super hot, kind of amazing. So I gave them time for their aftercare, and I sort of noticed with their aftercare they seemed really tired. You know, it's the end of an event, and I'm thinking in my mind, okay, this probably isn't going to happen. You know, I'm not going to be pushy. I'll just go over and ask. But it's looking like that they need some time, and that's okay. You know, I planted a seed. I met them. I told them my intention. You know, it'll happen. You know, next year. So I go over to the boot black, and I ask them if it's going to happen, and they're not sure, and then all of a sudden this light bulb goes off from their head, and the person that was with them, I believe it was the partner, was like, yeah, they switch and they switch hard. So I was like, oh, okay, because I'd never seen that before. I've never seen someone turn on a dime like that. So we go to find the bootblack's kit, and as they're getting their kit from behind the stand, they tweak their knee, we hear a pop, and it's just like, oh my god, no. They sit down, there's a lot of pain in their knee, and I'm just like, my mind is as far away from me having my scene as possible, and I'm more focused on them getting better. So they rest, and then other bootblacks end up showing up, and we all sit around and talk to them, and it was funny, because then it turned into a, can it be story time, can it be story time? Because all of a sudden this bootblack is sitting up, like, high, while the rest of us are sitting down on the ground, which is, like, freaking hilarious. But, so I didn't get to have that scene, which is a little bit disappointing, but at the same time, I wanted the bootblack to be happy and healthy, and I planted the seed for possibly doing something with them later. I'm definitely a type of person who is all for the fact that you don't always play with someone that you just met. Sometimes you just make a connection, and the connection is enough to grow and foster over time, and actually that's what's happened with a lot of the people that I've ended up, interacting with and growing to care for, and then later playing and doing other things with, is that you gotta plant the seed. You gotta introduce yourself, let it be known that, you know, hi, I'm this person, I think you're awesome, I hope you think I'm awesome too, and if you do, you know, let's do something later, and that later might be later at the event, later in the year, or maybe next year, and that's okay, it really is. I like it. It's how I ended up playing with Gray. It's how I ended up playing with, like, oh, God, a lot of people, most of the people that I play with, it's I meet you, we talk, we click, and maybe we play at the event, but 9 times out of 10, it'll be the next event. So that was, you know, that was fun times, and it was good. It was good meeting all these new people. It was good having, going to the panels and getting the bootblacking experience. I loved my Frolicon, and I will definitely be going back next year. It's so awesome. Atlanta, Easter weekend, every year, you should totally go. So, my voice for some reason is getting froggy, probably because I haven't spoken this much on mic for a little bit. I am out of practice. I was previously having podcasting issues, but thankfully the Apple Store helped me get around my podcasting issues, so hopefully I will be more, I will give you more regular content than this haphazard, scattered posting that I've been doing. Next up on my plate, I will be at the Pittsburgh Grew, which is at the end of this month, which will be awesome, I hope. I love crews. I love free-flowing open space events. So that's the end of this month, and I will definitely give you a podcast after that. I am very interested in to see how things pan out with some things that are planned. And I know that's very vague, but I feel like being very vague right now because I don't know how things are going to go. So we'll see. I think it's going to be great. I think it's actually going to be awesome. So, but this is the teaser. This is a teaser for you to come back and hear the great time that I had at the Pittsburgh group. Hopefully you can make it. If you can't, there will be other crews. I know there's an Austin crew coming up, and that's all I can think of at the top of my head. But so I'm coming. My next event is the Pittsburgh crew. After the Pittsburgh crew, I'll be at ShibariCon, another awesome event, which I highly recommend you check out. It will be in Chicago, Windy City. So as for now, I think that's enough ahead of time that I will keep you up to date on just the short term of what's happening with me in my life and my search for my special someone. So for now, dear listeners, I'm going to sign off and go watch an episode of Criminal Minds and possibly get ideas for naughty, naughty things in the future. Till then, stay sexy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl. If you'd like to get more juicy content from yours truly, please visit poeticdesires.blogspot.com for links to all my fun happenings in real life and on the web.